With Montana News, I'm Olga Kramer. Wildlife managers in the Bitterroot ecosystem are stepping up their efforts to document the presence of grizzly bears there. This, as bear populations around Yellowstone and Glacier National Parks appear to be spreading to new areas. Josh Burnham reports.
In 2001, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service decided to follow a, quote, natural recovery plan for grizzly bears in the Bitterroot ecosystem. That means they wouldn't reintroduce grizzlies there, but any bears that naturally took up residence would be granted protections under the Endangered Species Act. At a meeting of the Interagency Grizzly Bear Committee in Missoula Tuesday, Kimberly Nelson with the Salmon Chalice National Forest reported on managers' efforts to document evidence of grizzlies in the Bitterroot.
We've deployed 120 remote cameras in the North Fork of the Locksaw, and then the Idaho Fish and Game is also collecting hair samples.
Nelson told the committee that places with credible grizzly sightings, like the Nine Mile and the Lower Clark Fork, will be prioritized for data gathering over the next 5 years. An estimated 1,200 grizzlies live in and around Glacier Park in the Northern Rockies, and the Yellowstone area is believed to be home to more than 700 grizzlies. The Bitterroot ecosystem straddles the Montana-Idaho border and points west, and includes the Selway Bitterroot and Frank Church River of No Return wildernesses. A grizzly was mistakenly killed in the Bitterroot by a black bear hunter in 2007. There have also been sporadic reports of grizzlies there, but the Bitterroot has no established population, according to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. With Montana News, I'm Josh Burnham.